In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
The British invasion continued on this date in 1966 with the release of the Beatles' seventh album, Revolver. The record reached number one on both the UK and US charts and stayed at the top spot for 7 weeks and 6 weeks, respectively. The album was released before the Beatles' last tour, but they did not perform songs from the album live. Their reasoning was that many of the tracks on the album, such as Tomorrow Never Knows, were too complex to perform with live instruments. Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time lists Revolver at number three. The album's cover illustration was created by German-born bassist and artist Klaus Voormann, one of the group's oldest friends from their days at the Star Club in Hamburg. Voormann's illustration, part line drawing and part collage, included photographs by Robert Whittaker, who also took the back cover photographs and many other images of the group between 1964 and 1966. The title Revolver, like Rubber Soul before it, is a pun referring both to a handgun as well as the revolving motion of the record as it's played on a turntable. Some of the notable tracks from the album include Eleanor Rigby and Yellow Submarine. In Arkansas on this day in 1959, the federal government purchased the last ton of manganese ore from mines in and around Cushman in Independence County. In 1952, a program had been established to stockpile high-grade steel used in the manufacture of weapons and other defense equipment. The program was to terminate on January 1, 1961, or when 28 million long-ton units of manganese had been purchased. In 1956, more than $2 million worth of ore was shipped from the Batesville Manganese District. After the government purchased the last ton of ore, domestic production of manganese ore came to an end and the mines in Cushman closed.
Oiga, señor, we are federales, you know, the mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
This famous quote was ranked number 36 on the American Film Institute's 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes list. It comes from The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, which was directed by John Huston, who was born on this date in 1906. The American filmmaker was also a screenwriter and an actor. Huston directed a range of classics during the 20th century, including The Maltese Falcon, Key Largo, and Moulin Rouge. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.